This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And of course, this time of the morning on a Thursday, we chat to Dr. Wendy Christine from Integrated Health Solution. And the topic today is your skin as a health mirror. What skin issues can reveal about our internal health? Good morning, Dr. Christine. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So, Dr. Christine, is it true that our skin is actually an organ?
It is true. So our skin is actually the largest organ in our bodies, and it's there to act as a barrier. It protects us from infection. It helps regulate our body temperature. It supports our immune system, and it even produces vitamin D. But beyond these important roles, our skin can also provide variable clues, or valuable clues, rather, about what's happening inside our bodies. So rather than looking at our skin just as something to cover up or suppress, we need to really start asking the question, what is our skin perhaps trying to tell us?
Fascinating. So how do we know when we should be paying attention to our skin?
So not every skin condition reflects an internal illness, but persistent or recurring skin changes can sometimes be the body's warning. It can sometimes be a warning system. So it might be something that we need to be paying attention to.
Oh, that sounds serious. So what are some of these skin conditions that might need attention?
Okay, so the focus of this talk today is about what's internal health reflecting on the outside. The focus is not on cancers, so I'm not really going to mention skin cancers here, but the things that I am going to talk about are things like dry skin, acne, persistent redness, itching without a rash, changes in skin color, or slow wound healing.
So can you tell us some more about what these skin symptoms could be telling us?
So with dry skin, that can be for a number of reasons. When it's winter and it's cold and we are all bundled up in clothing, it can result from cold weather. It can result from dehydration. It can be essential fatty acid deficiency. We can also have a vitamin or a mineral deficiency. So specifically, vitamins A and E are important for our skin. It could also indicate a thyroid dysfunction or diabetes. And then obviously, as people age, that there can be age-related barrier changes to the skin. So it's important that we support hydration, make sure we're drinking enough water. Some people need a little bit more electrolytes as well as water. Healthy fats, we need to make sure we're getting those in our diet or taking them in supplemental form. And if there are any underlying medical conditions, having those checked. So it's very important that we are not just ignoring these things, but, perhaps checking with our doctors if there is something perhaps wrong.
And then
something like, sorry, carry on.
No, just I wanted to ask about what about something like acne?
Yes, so acne is often thought of as a teenage problem, but many adults struggle with it as well. In fact, you get adult onset acne, so you might have gone through puberty without a single trace of acne, and then all of a sudden you start developing it in your adult life. And so hormonal fluctuations are typically one of the biggest reasons why we struggle with acne, but also high glycemic diets, so eating too many sugars, eating too many refined carbohydrates, that can be a contributor as well. Things like chronic stress, poor sleep, and some medications can also be a trigger for acne. So some of them, the side effects of those medications are is acne. And then in many people with acne, dairy products, consuming dairy products can be a problem because the dairy and the fats and the oils in the dairy can sometimes, and the hormones in the dairy can sometimes trigger acne. And so if we are struggling with any excessive oil production on our skins, very often the temptation is to try and use astringents and to try and overclean the skin. But that actually makes your body produce more oil and it can make the acne worse. So it's finding the balance for that and then eliminating the potential triggers for that.
And what about something like persistent redness?
So that's usually a condition called rosacea. It can be accompanied with acne-like spots as well. And this ongoing facial redness can also be associated with increased skin sensitivity. So often there can be, you might be more sensitive to the sun, or you might be more sensitive to beauty products or soaps and those kind of things. And then it often is also associated with inflammation. So something that's going on in the body that's an indicator of inflammation. Excessive alcohol intake can also cause persistent redness and a sensitivity to spicy foods or heat. So if we get too hot, if it's very warm temperatures, then that can also cause redness on the skin. And then emotional stress is another one. You know, that blushing effect, it can also be an indicator of stress. And then if we think about rosacea, we always have to look at alterations in the gut microbiome or a deficiency of stomach acid, because the gut and the skin are so closely connected as well.
Okay, and what about something like, you know, itching or changes in skin color?
So the itching, especially without a rash, often can signal more than just a skin problem. That's often an internal issue. So liver and kidney disease can be involved there. Iron deficiency can also cause itchy skin. And thyroid disorders is another one that can contribute to itching. And so this is where you don't have any, you know, you itch on your arm at the one day or on your back. The back is quite a common one, but the itches move around your body and there's not normally a rash that accompanies that. And then side effects from certain medications can also cause itching. But it is important, if there is persistent itching, to have that looked at. And there are some blood tests that can be done to check liver and kidney function as well.
And then the skin color, what's up with that?
So the skin color, especially if there is, so there's various different skin color changes. So if there's a yellowing of the skin, that could indicate that there are liver or gallbladder problems. If you have bluish lips or fingertips, that could suggest that there's not enough oxygen flow throughout the body. Unusual darkening of the skin folds, so like under the arms, in the groin, those areas, that can be associated with insulin resistance or with diabetes. Very pale skin could reflect anemia, so that's an iron deficiency. And then other, you know, I did mention cancers earlier, but some skin changes can also be cancerous growths. So those are also things that we need to be paying attention to.
So what could perhaps slow wound healing, you know, what can that be an indicator of?
So healing requires adequate nutrition and it needs a good healthy blood flow. So if we are not healing well, it can often be an indicator of diabetes or poor circulation. We could also have nutritional deficiencies. So specifically things like protein and vitamin C or zinc, those are important for all of those functions. Our immune system could also be compromised if we're not healing well. And people who are smokers could also have slower wound healing. And that's particularly because their vitamin C levels get depleted and their circulation can be affected.
I think you mentioned something about the gut earlier on. How is the gut and the skin connected?
So if we think about our skin is a dry mucous membrane and the gut is a wet mucous membrane. And if our digestive system is unhealthy, that the condition of our digestive system can reflect on our skin. Imbalances in the gut bacteria or intestinal permeability, that's otherwise known as a leaky gut, can increase inflammation. So then food particles pass through the gut and they create inflammation throughout the body. And so things like eczema, acne, psoriasis, rosacea, and those kind of skin conditions are often linked to poor gut health.
Okay, so last question. What do we do if we're experiencing any of these skin symptoms?
So if we are having ongoing skin problems, we do want to look at our diets. We want to check and see, are there perhaps any food intolerances that are contributing? Is there something that we're perhaps eating that is contributing to what's going on with our skins? We want to also have a look and see, are there any hormonal imbalances? Are our organs functioning well? We spoke about the liver and the kidneys earlier, so we need to go to the doctor and maybe have those blood tests to check and see, is everything functioning well? Hormones can also be tested in the bloods, so that is something that can be done. Blood sugar is another thing that can be tested with blood tests, so we want to make sure that we are in the lower ranges of blood sugar levels for our bodies. We want to make sure that our digestive health is good, and then we want to check our nutrient status. Again, those are things that can be checked in the bloods. We can check for vitamin B levels. We can check for folic acid. We can check for iron levels. So those kind of things can be done with blood tests.
Awesome.
And then the other factor is environmental toxins, because many of us can be sensitive to things like perfumes or things that cause hay fever, like pollens, things that we're washing our clothing with, soap powders and those kind of things, soaps. So those could also be factors that we would want to look at.
Dr. Christine, thank you so much. Where can people contact you?
So they can contact me on my WhatsApp line, which is 082-476-4933, or at wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za. Or they can have a look at my website and contact me through there, and that is www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Wonderful. I've got to tell you, a number of years ago, I struggled with extreme itchy skin, and it turned out my shower water was too hot. That was the reason for it.
Yeah. So that would be an example of one of the external environmental factors that could be affecting you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.